Beyond these policy priorities, the PAP must also set the tone for politics in Singapore. Just look around the world. So many countries you can see where politics has taken a darker turn. How did this happen? It often starts small, a distortion here, a half-truth here, a little bit of a lie here. Then bit by bit, the trust is eroded and societies start to fracture. Each harmful move by itself may not seem like a very big thing. You distort facts to score some political points. Use race and religion to build a little bit more support. Take some populist stance to chase applause rather than to solve problems. But each time this happens, if no one calls it out, then it becomes less outrageous, less shocking. It becomes more normalized. And eventually, the small things add up. When one party takes this approach, others are likely to follow suit. And then before long, politics and political discourse turns toxic and society gets divided. This is what happens in many places. We cannot allow this to happen in Singapore. So each time we see something that crosses the line, we call it out. And we hold ourselves and others to the same standard. Some say that the PAP is nitpicking. We are finding fault. We should be more relaxed and just leave things be. But if we keep quiet each time, then the boundaries push back a little. And you can be sure our politics will gradually take a turn for the worse. In fact, if the PAP only cared about short-term political expediency, it would have been far easier for us to keep quiet and leave such matters unsaid. Because each time we call out bad behavior, there will be naysayers who accuse the PAP of being overbearing or accuse us of bullying. So speaking up does carry some political cost to us. But keeping quiet carries a greater cost to our country, to our values, to our standards, and to Singapore's future. And that's why we stand firm as a party. We speak up not because of partisanship, but out of a deep sense of duty and responsibility to keep politics in Singapore clean, honest, and constructive.